Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Mindset. Train savage, live free, dominate every day. Today we're diving into something a little different, something that might even make some of you guys squirm a bit in your seats, embracing vulnerability. Yeah, I know, it sounds kind of scary, right? Like stepping into a cage with a lion, or maybe showing up to a party without an outfit planned. But trust me on this one, folks. True strength isn't about hiding your weaknesses. It's about owning them, understanding them, and using them to fuel your growth. Ever felt like you had to put on a brave face all the time? Like there was this pressure to be strong, unbreakable, invincible? You know that feeling when you try to swallow down emotions because you think showing them makes you weak? Well, let me tell you, that's a trap, my friends. We live in a world that glorifies toughness and masks vulnerability as weakness. But here's the truth. Vulnerability is not a sign of weakness. It's the birthplace of courage, connection, and genuine strength. It's about allowing yourself to be seen, flaws and all, and trusting that those who truly matter will love you even more for your authenticity. Think about it this way. When you hide behind a wall of invulnerability, you're actually isolating yourself. You're missing out on the opportunity to connect with others on a deeper level, to build genuine relationships based on trust and understanding. So, how do we start embracing vulnerability? It's not about suddenly baring your soul to everyone you meet. It's about making small, conscious steps towards authenticity. It's about acknowledging your feelings. The first step is recognizing and accepting your emotions, both the positive and the negative. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. Let yourself feel what you feel, sadness, anger, fear, joy, love, without judgment, sharing authentically. Start by sharing your vulnerabilities with people you trust, a close friend, family member, or therapist. Don't worry about being perfect or having all the answers, just be honest and open about your experiences. You might be surprised at how much it resonates with others. Setting boundaries. It's okay to say no, to protect your energy, and to prioritize your well-being. Letting people know what you're comfortable sharing and what feels off-limits is a form of vulnerability that builds respect and trust. Practicing self-compassion. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not have it all figured out. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Let me tell you a story about this. This one time, I was working on a big project, and I was feeling totally overwhelmed. I had this wall of expectations for myself and others, and I felt like I was drowning in to-do lists. Instead of hiding my stress, I reached out to a friend who's always been super supportive. You know those friends? They're the ones who listen without judgment and offer encouragement when you need it most. Just opening up about how overwhelmed I felt made a huge difference. Sharing my anxieties with someone I trusted helped me feel less alone, and they offered some helpful advice on how to manage my workload. It was a reminder that vulnerability doesn't mean weakness. It means strength. The strength to ask for help when you need it, and the courage to be open and honest about your struggles. Remember, folks, true power comes from embracing our vulnerabilities. It's about showing up authentically, connecting with others on a deeper level, and living with courage and integrity. So, what's one small step you can take today to embrace vulnerability? Maybe it's sharing a feeling with someone you trust, setting a boundary that feels uncomfortable but necessary, or simply acknowledging your own emotions without judgment. Whatever it is, remember, you're not alone in this journey, and embracing your vulnerabilities is a sign of strength, not weakness. Make sure to share your thoughts on today's episode. I want to hear about your experiences with vulnerability and how you've learned to embrace it. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes, and most importantly, remember, train savage, live free, dominate every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.